Kurt Goldman's out of the trials. In fact, I think he just had one go around. Morning to you, Kurt.
Good morning. How are you going?
I'm well, mate. You're a busy lad because you're at the trials at Randwick. Are you finding your way to Goulburn today?
Yeah, most definitely. Couple of runners there and Eckstein trialling there behind in the last as well. So a busy day, but unfortunately we only had one trial at Goulburn. We got ballot out, so we had to come to Sydney.
Okay. And you mentioned Eckstein. It's on the way back for maybe a Brisbane, maybe Scone, something. Give us your thoughts on Eckstein coming back.
Yeah, look, we're happy with the horse. She's not really a horse that ever does much, throughout a work or a preparation to impress you. But she's come back just as good as what she was going before, if not hopefully a little bit better. So our plans are just to trial today, just to get a few of the nerves out of the way, go back through the barriers, and then we'll head to Scone and run in the Denise Joy in the Phillies Lispered race there.
Yep.
And then make a way to Brisbane from on the back of that.
Okay. Well, I mean, the Magic Millions run tells us that she is very capable in any of these races.
Yeah, most definitely. And, you know, as I sort of mentioned previously, going into the Magic Millions, she was never wound up. That was always sort of going to be a grand final. And she probably didn't have a lot of luck that day and probably could have even finished closer than what she did. But the form around Global Glamour and the rest of those have all sort of stacked up. And horses she was beating up there in those lead-up runs, they all came out and won last Saturday in Brisbane. Candica and Tate Trelawney and horses like that. So the form seems to have held up quite well.
Yeah, exactly. No, we'll watch for that trial. I think it's after the last and Fell Swoops in the same trial, so there'll be a lot of interest in it from a future point of view. Mate, I'll talk about Goulburn, those two runners in a tick, but Ruthless Agent tomorrow in the Tab Highway. Have you targeted this race following these last couple at Goulburn and Randwick?
Look, he wasn't. He was actually in. He was going to go on Anzac Day to Randwick, but just with the track at Hawkesbury looking like it was going to be better, we just opted to just wait the extra couple of days and head out there.
Yep.
And obviously the booking of Hugh Bowman, which is a big plus as well. I really like this horse. I've always had a pretty big opinion of him, and I just think going. He seems to have really strengthened up after his short break. He didn't have long out, but no. He had a little bit of time out in the paddock and he's just come back nice and slow. But he just seems to have really, really strengthened up and matured. I'm expecting, hopefully, that after Saturday he might sort of head to Brisbane as well and there might be a listed race in store for him.
Well, that tells us that you've got a good opinion. I mean, is he off a short break? Is he capable with that soft draw tomorrow of winning 1,100?
Look, I think so. I've actually spoken to Huey out at the trials this morning about the horse. It is going to be a little bit tricky. He hasn't got a lot of gate speed, and he doesn't tend to muster speed that quick either. But I just said to him, he's the sort of horse he just needs clear running. He needs to be able to see where he's going. He's not a horse that you can sort of tuck in behind him and just produce. And although he's got a nice turn of foot, he's still a little bit field shy.
Yep.
So he does just need a little bit of open room. But I think with Hawkesbury, last few meetings, their horses seem to sort of be coming off the fence and moving out wide, which I think is going to create a few open spaces for him once they straighten.
Yeah, understand. All right, that's Ruthless Agent tomorrow in the Tab Highway. And just a brief word, one on the two today, mate. Card Tricks in the fourth and Hot Money in race seven.
Yeah, Card Tricks, he trialled nicely down to Kembla Grange and goes around there today. It's probably a little bit of an arse. It seems to be some handy horses in there with a little bit more experience. I would expect he's going to improve a lot off the back of today. But like I said, you may just find it just that little bit tricky just against some of those old horses that, like I said, already have that race experience.
Yep, okay. And Hot Money, the other one?
Hot Money, really happy with him. He's improved a lot since his first up run. He's actually started to really switch on in his work, which he's never done and he wasn't doing prior to that first up run. So expecting he's strip fitter, and like I said, he's really improved and switched on in his work. So I expect to see a pretty forward showing from him today.
Okay, well, a couple of genuines there. We'll let you get on in the car and head down to Goulburn, and we'll watch for that trial later today with Eckstein. Good luck tomorrow.
No problem. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Kurt. Kurt Goulburn there at the Randwick Trials this morning, giving us the update on Ruthless Agent in particular going towards the Tab Highway tomorrow.